Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This part of the show is brought to you by IKEA, the Foo Fighters. They're coming to the Bay Area in 2018, September 12th, to be exact, at the SAP Center in San Jose. The tickets go on sale this Saturday, 10 a.m. at LiveNation.com, or get in on the pre-sale tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. with the code BEATS, B-E-A-T-S, BEATS, be like boy. So that's a special code word you can use at LiveNation.com. You know, you get it here from the Alice, and then you can get in early. Otherwise, 10 a.m. Saturday morning, LiveNation.com for Foo Fighter tickets. But you can forget all of that if you win the tickets right now. We'll take call number 9-800-400-3697. You'll win a pair of tickets to see the Foo Fighters September 12th at the SAP Center in San Jose. So call now and try and win them. Otherwise, you got to buy them. All right, Celebrity Trash is brought to you by All Natural Stone in Burlingame, San Jose, and Dublin. Oh, you guys. The first trailer for Deadpool 2 is hidden in a bizarre tribute to Bob Ross. And
Bob Ross, tell everyone who that is.
Well, he's the name Bob Ross I've heard most recently as part of the CBS radio network. He's an actual reporter on there. So I went, Bob Ross? And then I realized it's the Bob Ross from our childhood. Like, look, we're all older than you are. And when we were kids, your mom would put this show on TV, and it was a guy who would paint a picture in a hour-long show, and he'd show you how to paint it. And it was funny and cool. He'd be like, oh, we put in some pretty little trees here. And we put
the dude with the big fro.
Yeah, and he was, and a beard too, right? Like he was,
yeah.
And he's just like an art, like a kind of a crazy artist looking guy, but he was so talented at making like hotel room art. Like it was, he actually had all these cool techniques and it was really neat. Anyway, I enjoyed the show very much. So Bob Ross, and he passed away a few years ago. But, and Yuzi, I think you and I have had conversations about Bob Ross in the past. So I don't know if this means that Ryan Reynolds is a big fan or if just someone behind the movie is a big fan, but he did a very extended Bob Ross impersonation.
Who did?
Deadpool. In the full Deadpool
costume. This is the trailer.
Costume. This is the actual official trailer for this movie.
He's got the mask on and the fro.
Oh, yeah. He's
and
got
the
it.
Paintbrush.
He is fully.
Okay.
So we're going to watch this. I have to pause it at one point, switch over to the audio because I had to bleep some stuff. So feel free to make me pause it so
sure.
You can describe what's going
Let's
on
have a
here.
Look here.
But here we go, everyone. Hopefully this won't be
Deadpool and overalls and fro.
Yeah,
with
a
big
giant paintbrush.
Got it.
All right, so here we go. Girls of Indigo, Soylent Green, Menin in Black, Box Office Gold, Doc Brown, Pretty in Pink.
All right, so you missed that. Hold on.
No, we didn't miss it.
No, we didn't miss it.
We
he's
didn't
doing
miss
the whole
it at
he's,
all.
He's doing the whole thing. He's doing it just like Bob Ross. He's showing you how to get the paint to the right.
You're not hearing what he said.
All right, sorry.
I totally heard it, but do it again.
All right, listen. Just listen.
All right.
That's the part.
The yellow snow. How nice.
No, the other part.
Beat it like it owes you money.
Should we keep going, or are you done with this?
I think we got it.
Well, basically, that's just a tiny little piece of this really fully extended. There are about 10 seconds of actual footage from Deadpool in this.
Mm-hmm.
Are those worth looking at?
Oh, no. You want to, if you're going to watch this, you got to watch the Bob Ross part.
Yeah.
The action part is, you know, what you expect. This is completely unexpected.
So basically they're saying the whole skit is a retro delight, but the trailer itself is very brief snippets of what you can expect from the movie. There's a first brief look at Domino, played by Zazie Beetz. A new look for Negasonic Teenage Warhead. And guns. Lots and lots and lots of guns. So here is Fox's synopsis for the new film, Deadpool 2. After surviving a near-fatal bovine attack, a disfigured cafeteria chef struggles to fulfill his dream of becoming Mayberry's hottest bartender while also learning to cope with his lost sense of taste. Searching to regain his spice for life. So it sounds like it has nothing to do with the movie.
Right.
It just goes on and on. Anyway, it's all real. Deadpool 2 drops June 1st.
I hope they do the funny thing with the credits at the beginning. Directed by some douchebag.
So that was that's when you knew you were gonna love this. The world's most overrated actor. Yeah. You knew you were gonna love it. Yeah, Deadpool was, and it feels like since Deadpool came out and just killed it at the box office, that everyone's trying to be a little more tongue in cheek with these things. Like, you know, there were always moments of comedy, but that was like, it was a comedy superhero R-rated ball of awesomeness. So. There you go. Did you put that up at Radio Alice? Is there some place that people
There's swears in it. Why I was going to go back and forth.
It's fine.
It's very risky.
This is interesting.
The innuendo there is pretty...
Yeah. Pharrell...
Pretty intense, too.
...is in the news today. He has recorded a new song with a catch. He isn't releasing it for 100 years. It's a partnership between him and Louis VIII Cognac, which is made by Remy Martin. The song's called 100 Years, and the only copy of it was pressed onto a record made of clay from the chalky soil of the Cognac region of France. It's going to be stored in the same cellars where Louis VIII is aged, in a state-of-the-art safe that was designed so it's only destructible if it's submerged in water. And the idea is that we have to protect the environment from global warming so that this record and the planet makes it to the year 2117, so people can finally hear this random Pharrell song. And a few people have heard the song. I guess he played it for 100 guests during a private listening party in Shanghai, but that's the only time it'll be heard until 2117.
Okay. Well, it's a fun promotion. The weird thing is I don't really care about that song, but I do believe, like, for example, Zeppelin.
Mm-hmm.
You'll hear Zeppelin 100 years. Like, music lasts, man. It's something.
Music lasts.
Well, I mean, sure, there's a lot of pop that just gets cycled right through. But
right.
Yeah, if you write classics, they'll be around for generations.
It's too bad that we won't be around in 100 years, because it would be interesting to see if there's any hype leading up to this. Like, I mean, I guess if Remy Martin is still around, they will have kept this alive to some degree. But it's such a strange... It's a cool thing to do, too. I mean, I guess it's all about, you know, probably the song's about global warming and environmental protection and that kind of thing. And Pharrell hasn't said that that's what the song's about because of this whole 100-year thing. I guess he just... It's 100 years. It went in the vault, and that's that. He actually made a joke here. Hope it isn't anything too time sensitive, like it being his take on episode 7 of Stranger Things 2.
Mm-hmm.
That would be bad.
Oh, hey, we got our winner.
For the Foo Fighters.
That's right.
All right. Who's going to go?
Stranger Things was so good,
Kathy,
by the way.
From Castro Valley.
Congratulations. Don't forget to put that in your calendar. Maybe give yourself a month out reminder. I mean, September's a long way off.
Mm-hmm.
Stone Temple Pilots have a new lead singer. And as expected, it's former X Factor contestant Jeff Gutt, or possibly Goot, G-U-T-T. He's 41, and in addition to his time on TV, he was also the lead singer of a new metal band called Dry Cell. STP is saying that Jeff beat out 15,000 people who wanted the gig. Which, I mean, in the last 2 years, they've had two lead singers die on them, and they haven't had a hit song in 16 years. But, you know, you want to be an STP, I guess, if you're a singer. Why
wouldn't
you?
Yeah. I mean, they've got so many great songs. They've got a library that they could go tour for another 10 years
sure.
at least.
Easy.
And apparently, there's a new album coming in
2018. They have already recorded it.
And I've heard the new song. I was listening to it in here earlier.
Yeah, we're going to play that for you now. They released a single. The new Stone Temple Pilots performed their first show in West Hollywood on Tuesday night. The album, yeah, no date on the album. Sometime early next year, the album is already recorded with this Jeff Gutt guy.
They have so many hits, though, that if this guy can do a live show, then they'll go have some fun.
Bassist Robert DeLeo says, we're not going to be around forever, so we just want to be making music, and we want Jeff to be a part of that. Oh, my goodness. I'm assuming that's the new single. This is called Meadow, a new single from STP. I like it.
Yeah, and it does sound like Weiland. I mean, he's probably going to be able to pull off the other songs, too.
Those will be the crucial ones to pull off.
I think that you know what? If the guy can perform, it'd be fun to go see them play all their hits.
It would be. They
you
have
know,
a
I
lot
didn't
of them.
Think that I would want to see Sublime with Rome, and then I did, and they were excellent. And not only is the album with Rome good, but he was able to do all their hit songs. Really good.
Yeah, so we'll see how that works out. And I don't doubt that they want to continue to make music. I mean, that's, you know,
it's fun.
It does. I felt like, boy, by the time I'm 50, I'll probably be sick of that. Turns out, no. It still feels just as good. It's still, you know, and to have had that level of success and to have no outlet to continue that would suck. So good luck to
him. When I heard this, I went and found the albums I have from STP, and they really do have. I mean, and I played a lot of them on the rock station I was on in San Diego. They have a ton of hits.
Yep.
So good for them.
This is going to be their first full-length album in 7 years, and I'm sure they'll totally tour to support it and have a great time. And good.
You know,
them.
You mentioned it, and it's so true. So they lost to drug addiction. They lost their first lead singer, or original lead singer,
right.
Weiland, and then Chester kills himself. And so there they are doing interviews, and they're
freaking
actually
horrible.
Talking about how they've had two lead singers who are no longer with us.
Right. Well, third time's a charm, maybe. Good luck to this Jeff Coot guy. The future of Linkin Park is still in doubt, speaking of Chester Bennington. Yesterday, Linkin Park said they are going to put out a live album. It's called One More Light Live, and it'll have stuff from their final tour with Chester that happened earlier this year. The band says, "We dedicate this live album to our brother Chester, who poured his heart and soul into One More Light. Chester shared with us that he felt this was the best tour we'd ever done. The camaraderie and joy we experienced on stage reflected our deep connection with each other, with our fans, and with the music." It's coming out December 15th, which means we'll be hearing it very soon. So there's that. The Vans Warped Tour.
Yeah.
They're going to schedule one more, and that's it. 2018 will be, they're saying, is going to be the final year of the Vans Warped Tour. It's been going on for the last 23
wow.
summers. So the 28 tour, well, they're saying here, last full cross-country run. So I'm not sure if that means that there'll be smaller incarnations of this, but they're saying this is the last full tour that they're going to schedule.
I bet there's a lot of bands that's their bread and butter.
Right. Well, and that's what they say about the Warped Tour, is that it's smaller bands who, you know, would play the club circuit, but when you mash them all together, that's enough to fill these big stadiums and do a big tour. And everybody has played this at one point or another. Green Day, Fall Out Boy, My Chemical Romance, Jimmy Eat World, Blink 182, No Doubt, Paramore. So after 23 years, they're
Katy Perry played it.
Funny.
Like way, way back before she broke with I Kissed a Girl.
I wouldn't doubt it. I mean, it sounds like they, you know, it's not just punk, it's alt rock and, you know, emo. And so there'd be room for lots of different kinds of music on there. Tyrese.
Oh, boy.
finding out a little bit more about why he needs money so bad.
Well, the texters have said he spends like a lunatic.
He does spend like a lunatic. And it's, you know, it seems like there's some pretty easy cost-cutting measures he could make as I look through his list of financial expenditures.
Him and Johnny Depp need to get together and understand you can only spend what you've got.
Yeah. Well, and he owes lawyers some money, too. And so, he, you know, this $5 million that he may or may not have gotten from the Will Smith family, you know, it would shore him up, but the guy spends more than he makes, and that's the bottom line. They don't tell you the full rundown of what his expenses are, and they don't mention child support or spousal support in this particular rundown that I saw. I don't know if you have that somewhere, Yuzette. But according to court documents, he makes about $105,000 a month. That's his income. His expenses are about $107,000 a month. And he breaks down his various monthly expenses. Some of the highlights are $24,859 a month for maintenance and repair on his home. Mm. I don't know if that means that includes his mortgage, insurance, or, I mean, maintenance and repair on your home. That's a lot of money to be spending on, you know, cleaning out your gutters and painting things. I mean, that's just a ton of money. So I feel like that has to include his mortgage. $7,500 in child care.
Okay.
So maybe that's the child support. $9,700 for groceries and household supplies.
All right.
That is a ton of money to spend it on grocery. Maybe he's got a chef. There's an expense you can cut. Hot pockets, dude. Check into it. And about $3,100 a month for clothes. So, I don't know, rewear some stuff. And yeah, and again, this is all adding up to not, you know, maybe 50 grand, maybe. So there's another 57,000. I don't know what he's paying his wife, or if that 7,500 in childcare is just the nannies that come to his house when his kids are there. He has about $884,000 in cash. Cash and savings, they're saying here, so that's probably investments and stuff too. And his property is worth about $1.7 million, the house that he actually lives in. And he owes his lawyers just about $133,000, it's saying here. So, you know, it's not all bad for him, but he's spending more than he makes. You know, it's called budgeting, dude.
Well, I do think it's weird. It's a weird world where you could be rubbing elbows with, say, a Johnny Depp who makes such mountains of money, or any of these other people who make so much money. And there you are. In any other world, you'd be filthy rich. But right. In that world, you're poor.
You're poor.
And you're trying to compete with people who can buy a new car a week.
Right.
Or whatever.
So he needs to look like he's living at a certain level, whether or not he is. Well, at this point,
what do they call that term? Keeping up with the Joneses.
Yeah.
Right.
At this point, I say you can stop. You cry your eyes out on, you know, on social media. At this point, everyone gets it. You're having money problems. You can go ahead and why don't you ask other people to pick up the tab for you?
He has.
Yeah.
I'm talking about, you know, at the local restaurant, not just the $5 million he wants. Anyway, that's what Tyrese is up to. A little bit of clearer understanding of where all these money problems are coming from. Not saving. Just spending, expecting it to continue on forever and ever. All right, Vinny, what's coming in the news?
Da Vinci makes the news after these.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 8:36 Thursday morning, and this part of the show is brought to you by Heal.com. So every year around this time, we start talking about our big holiday fundraiser. And for the last 20 years, we've been doing it for Toys for Tots. And they are a very worthy cause. We have delighted in raising money for them and collecting toys for them. And they're still out there. You obviously, you know, they need your support as well. But this year, with all the hands that have been out, we're thinking about the North Bay and the recovery efforts that are going on up there. So in order to help the North Bay rebuild this year, we're partnering with Tipping Point Community and the Bay Club to help our neighbors recover from the devastating fires that ravaged the North Bay. So we're going to be in two locations. It's going to be like our regular donation drives, except this year we're collecting for specifically victims of the North Bay fires. And Tipping Point is a great charity because what they do is they find and fund the most effective nonprofits working in education, housing, employment, early childhood development, and of course now specifically the recovery efforts for low-income families in the aftermath of these horrible fires. So we're going to do this on December 1st. Vinny, Hooman, and Bryn are going to be down in at the Los Gatos location of the Bay Club. And
the A-team.
The A-team.
It's a good spot, right. We'll see y'all there.
Yuzette and Vaughn and I are going to be, and Johnny Mosley are going to be in the North Bay. We're going to be in Corte Madera at the Town Center Mall, and it's the location that we've been in for the last few years, so it should be perfectly easy for you to find there. And just stop by that morning. We're going to have breakfast and coffee at both locations, and it's just super fun. Say hi, take a picture, and make a donation. If you can't join us at one of those, you can also visit tippingpoint.org/Alice, make a donation in the name of our fundraiser, or text the word Alice to 20222. That's a $25 donation if you text Alice to 20222. So we hope you can help. Any little bit helps for sure. And we just love to see your faces. And I just felt like this was a much more necessary thing to be raising money for this year. And with the hurricanes and shootings and earthquakes and everything else that's been going on, a lot of hands out. Our hand is out for the North Bay. December 1st. I don't think anything's up at RadioAlice.com, but later today we'll have all kinds of information up there about how you can help.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by RadioAlice.com. Our station's website is excellent. Please go there and enjoy.
Okay. I will. I usually click it a few times a day. Got to get those clicks up, kids.
That's my thing. Clicking on Radio Alice a couple times a day.
That's your thing?
Well, sure.
Yeah.
It's sort of like
hang out with the cool kids. Click it a couple times a day.
An apple a day keeps the doctor away.
A couple of clicks away keep unemployment away.
Oh, yes. I was going to say it keeps your computer clean.
Oh, yes, that too.
Scrub, scrub, scrub. Or something.
Clickety, clickety, click.
Anyway, hey, listen, I don't want to radnitch you or anything.
But oh, I'm done. Radnitch away,
breaking
baby.
News. And actually, we have an interesting story or a tie into this. So I thought I better just do it right now. There's a new accusation out there in the news. Los Angeles TV broadcaster Leanne Tweeden has accused Senator Al Franken of Minnesota of kissing and groping her without consent in 2006. Did you see this?
I heard it on the CBS update in the a minute ago in the bathroom.
They both did a USO tour to entertain military service members in 06. And she's put the picture out where he's groping her while she's sleeping.
Wait, there's a
You're
photo?
Kidding me.
She is sound asleep and he has both his hands on her boobs like he's tuning in a radio station.
Hilarious, Al.
Yeah, I'm looking at
it. Yeah, that's it. He's screwed. Add him to the pile.
She's wearing like a bulletproof vest or something.
Can I see the picture?
Yeah. Tweeden said that Frank. By the way, the reason part of the reason I wanted. Do you remember when she was in here?
I do, but I don't remember what for.
Okay, so my buddy Billy used to work for Blue Torch TV, which used to be one of those channels like action sports, skateboarding, surfing, things like that. And she was one of the hosts from Blue Torch, and they were up here filming. I don't know what.
Yeah,
but he brought her in here. I think Sarah was out on maternity leave.
Okay.
Maybe that's it. I don't recognize her.
I totally remember her.
It's one of the times when I was hosting by myself. So she came in. We did a segment with her or whatever. And I was like, I think we did that, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I remember her totally.
So that's who she is. She's been on this show. She's someone who I'm kind of familiar with. But anyway, I guess they did a skit where he'd written the skit with a kissing scene. And she was like, look, I'm going to put my hand over your mouth and we'll do a fake bit.
Right.
And he insisted on practicing with her. And when they did, he grabbed her head, pulled her in, and jammed his tongue in her mouth.
Okay, throw him on the heap right there next to Louis C.K., and all the others.
Tweeden has gone on to say she feels disgusted. Yeah. She felt disgusted and violated by the kiss and pushed Franken away and told him if he ever did that again, she wouldn't be so nice about it next time. And then, of course, the picture, which you've now seen, right?
Where she's sleeping and he's honking her horns. Right. That's wonderful. It's disgusting. And it just keeps coming.
I couldn't believe it. He groped me without my consent while I was asleep. I felt violated all over again, embarrassed, belittled, and humiliated. How dare anyone grab me like this while I'm asleep and think it's funny?
It's not funny, guys. So any boy who's out there giggling about this, you're part of the problem. Like, gross. Adios, buddy. It's too bad. I actually thought he was a great senator.
Do you think he's going to have to step
down? I have no idea. I don't know.
Do you think he has to step down, Hooman?
What I think doesn't really matter. What matters is, will he step down? And I'm going to say no, he's not going to step down over this.
Well, he may get a lot of pressure to do it. There, you know, any of these allegations, the world gets lit on fire. I don't know how you survive it. I sit around wondering, you know, what's going to happen to Kevin Spacey in the future? What's going to happen to any of these guys? All of them. Like, is that it? They're pariahs the rest of their life?
What's interesting is you'd think that politics are different than entertainment in that an entertainer might be able to somehow get work again, but a politician, I don't know.
Yeah.
And yet, you know, there's Bill Clinton like he never did anything. What? I mean, they all seem to just stand there and go, what? Right?
That's what Roy Moore's doing right
now.
Yeah,
I mean, there's an example of it. There's no possible way that guy wins. No possible way.
If he does, shame on you, Alabama. I mean, this is, it's disgusting and disheartening, and I'm to the point where I want to check out of that portion of the news. It's gross. And every girl knows, and there's plenty of people who aren't going to get called out on this who are guilty of it. It's just awful. I'm so bummed because there have been people that I'm neutral on and I'm like, oh, how sad. That's terrible. And other people I'm like, this actually really hurts me to hear that, you know, this person that was elected and I think has done a great job as a senator and asks the right questions when I'm watching, you know, the CNN stuff. And I'm just so, and Louis C.K. is the real heartbreaker for me. Like, I love him. I think he's great. And you hear this stuff and go, oh, well. Yuck.
Da Vinci makes the news this morning. As it's no Mona Lisa, they say, but a rare Da Vinci painting smashed the world record with a $450 million sale at auction at Christie's in New York.
Holy cow.
Dating back to around 1500, the rare painting is one of fewer than 20 authenticated works by the Italian in existence. They say at one point this picture had disappeared, and when it resurfaced, they say, okay, let me go back a second. First commissioned by Louis VII of France.
Oh, my.
The 26-inch tall by 18-inch wide oil painting was later owned by England's Charles I. But the artwork had been lost since the 18th century. When it reappeared at auction in 1958, it was dismissed as a copy and sold for $59.
Oh, my God.
Acquired by a group of art dealers for less than $10,000 in 2005, the painting, which was in poor condition and had been heavily overpainted, was painstakingly restored and subsequently authenticated. And again, just brought in $450 million. It's a painting of Jesus.
With a crystal ball or something? He's got like a bubble in his hand or something? I'm sorry. Did you say what the name of this painting is?
It's called Savior of the World, but in Latin, it's Salvator Mundi.
And then what is the old record? Like $450 million sounds like $400 million more than any other painting I've ever heard of selling.
The highest known sale price for any artwork had been $300 million for a Kooning painting called Interchange.
Jeez.
And that was sold privately in September 2015 by the David Geffen Foundation to a hedge fund manager named Kenneth Griffin.
Did they say who bought
the
Da Vinci?
Here's the picture of... They didn't. Here's the picture. That's his hand up and the little globe.
I'm looking at the 10 most expensive paintings.
Who? What artists? Is there like a Van Gogh?
There's a Cezanne.
Who?
There's a Picasso.
Yeah.
Picasso. Paul Cezanne. There's a Picasso. There's a couple Picassos.
So funny, my dumb brain goes, oh, Sassoon Jeans?
There's a Jackson Pollock.
Oh, that's right.
There's a Kooning.
That's the one that you must have just been talking about, yeah.
There's a Klimt.
I don't even know that guy.
There's a Munch. You know Munch?
Yeah, isn't he the guy who did the Scream?
Right.
Yeah, that's right.
Is that the one?
Yeah, it is the Scream, yeah. That one, considering how famous it is, should have sold for more than $119 million.
That is a pretty famous painting.
Anyway, that's fun, right? Someone had that kind of money to drop on something for their wall.
Yay!
And they don't say who, huh?
And it'll probably go protected into like a temperature-controlled vault. No one will even enjoy it.
Thursday night football happens tonight. Tennessee at Pittsburgh, 5:30. And the Raiders are going to play this weekend in Mexico City against Sarah's team. Well, the Sarah's husband's team. Yeah, the Pats. He plays for them.
Yeah. He's on the team, apparently. Otherwise, how could he possibly care that much?
Right. Our text number is 800-400-3697. We do have a movie review coming up. It's a big one.
Yeah. Tommy Igo's joining our Human 2 movies
Coco, reviews. Pixar, everyone. Those of you who want to know how that is,
And Franti's doing the one of the theme songs for that movie.
Right.
He is.
Was it I'm Alive?
Have we seen him today?
Are we? Oh yeah, he's coming to the screening today.
Yeah. Oh yay! Yeah. Oh good.
And I'm joining.
We're doing a birthday screening for Hooman's favorite movie, Three Billboards.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's my favorite movie of the year thus far. Thus.
Outside Ebbing, Indiana.
Outside Ebbing, Missouri.
Ebbing, Missouri.
Nothing all year has been better than this movie that
nope,
you're going
to absolutely
premiere.
Not.
I can't right. wait to see it.
Yeah. I'm glad I'm setting your expectations high. Mm. Try not to poo-poo on it.
Okay. I'll try.
Well, do yourself a favor, and why don't you read the Rotten Tomatoes first so you know to like it?
I don't want
to
do that.
But that's what you do.
No, that's what
you
Hooman
read
does.
Rotten Tomatoes
wanna...
first so you know what everyone tells.
I want to just go
this
into it.
This has been well-received, Sarah,
I know
so
very,
figure it out.
I know very little about this movie.
Figure out how to like it.
I love Frances McDormand, and yeah. I love Woody Harrelson,
right.
So I'm sure I'll like it.
You like Sam Rockwell?
I don't even know.
I actually like that guy. He's really good.
Which one, Sam Rockwell?
Yeah.
Oh.
You don't know him?
Well, I feel like he did look familiar to me.
He played Chuck Barris in that one movie, but that's not what you want to know him from.
That Gong Show movie?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He played Chuck Barris.
I know his name, but I couldn't recognize him.
He was in Matchstick Men, I think, with Nick Cage.
He's one of those guys who's been in tons of movies your whole life. He's like a character actor.
Yeah.
There's one movie I know I liked him in, and I can't think of it.
Yeah, I feel like his name is one of those ones you know, Sam Rockwell. Of course. Sam Rockwell, of course.
I literally bought this a couple days ago at Target for our annual White Elephant Party, which we do every year with a bunch of friends. Most ridiculous presents are best. I had to resort to the drain cleaner. It cleans the hair.
This is a text from someone?
Yeah, someone texted in and put a picture.
I thought you were saying you did a...
No, 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 these are texts.
White elephant.
That's what I'm trying to do. So they sent in a picture of something that I guess you can shove into the drain and it pulls all the hair out of there.
Oh.
Which is nice.
Yeah.
I mean, if you... That stuff piles up fast.
Oh, that'll...
Do you have to clean that thing?
You know what? I just don't lose that much hair.
Oh, I lose tons of hair.
Do you have to clean the drain?
Yeah, I do every morning. Well, you know, when I wash my hair, yeah.
Yeah. My sister has a problem with that. She loses a lot of hair, and so she's got one of those little drain, like it sits on top.
Like
it's
a
like
trap.
A screen, and then your hair just, so every time I go to her house and use the bathroom, I'm always like, ugh, because there it is sitting at the bottom of the tub.
Oh, she doesn't clean it?
I guess she doesn't clean it every
time.
When
you take that stuff after a couple days and you see how quickly it piles up, you just think about how that's catching in the drain down there somewhere.
Oh, it's in that trap, sure.
I see it. Exactly.
Eventually.
I see it as a future problem, so I clean it out. And you know what? I don't want John to clean that. That's disgusting. That's my hair.
Well,
he doesn't need to do that.
That's very nice of you. Someone wrote in and said, hey, that's very passive aggressive of you, Vinny. No, she's not doing it. And I don't really want to be responsible for it, but I definitely don't want to pay to get the drain clean.
Right.
Yeah.
I just don't.
Yes.
And I also don't want to have the water pulled up around my ankles while I'm trying to shower.
Because her hair's in it.
That's
gross.
Weird. How about a spoiler alert? Damn, guys.
I'm so sorry. We did, we gave a spoiler alert when we first talked about Survivor, and when it came up again, it just didn't cross our minds. We're dummies. Sorry. We are sorry.
We're sorry.
We don't try to spoil things on purpose.
We are sorry.
It won't spoil the show for you, though. I thought they did a great job of the show once again last night.
Yeah. We're sorry, though.
We are.
I'll read a few more texts, and then we'll do the movie reviews right after these.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.